Huh?
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No? And thinking ahead,
no.
Which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote?
I will vote.
Definitely? Or are you very likely? Or
definitely.
Somewhat likely? Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, or independent, or some other political party?
Democrat.
I'm sorry?
Democrat.
And are you any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background, yes or no?
No.
And what is your main racial background, African-American or Black, Asian, Asian-American, white, or other race not listed here?
Black.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
50 to 60.
And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for Republican. Probably vote for the Republican candidate or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Democrat.
Definitely or probably for the Democratic candidate? Definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. And the first one is Scott Boyd. Do you recognize the name? Scott Boyd.
What's that?
Scott Boyd. Do you recognize the name?
It sounds familiar. It sounds familiar.
Okay. Based on what you know about Scott Boyd, very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know the person. His name sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Okay. And the next one is Kamala Harris. Do you recognize the name, Kamala Harris?
Yes.
Very favorable opinion of her, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Favorable.
Very favorable. The next one is Erin Huntley. Do you recognize the name, Erin Huntley?
No.
Leonard Spencer?
What's that?
Leonard Spencer. Do you recognize the name?
No.
And the last one, Carolina Amesti.
No.
And now, if looking for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
And definitely or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
And if looking for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I'm not sure because I don't know what their policies are.
But if you had to choose today, if you're looking for today, which candidate are you leaning towards, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Policies are important, though.
Yeah, if the election were held today. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amesti was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges of foreign use, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amesti could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesti has denied any wrongdoing. states these false charges were created by her political opponent and expect to be found completely innocent. After hearing that, if elections for Florida Statehouse were held today, for whom would you vote, Carolina Messi, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Maybe the Democrat.
And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
And the last two questions were at 80% now. Thank you so much for your time. Due to State Representative Amnesty arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. And so if the election for Florida State House were held today, will you vote for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
And definitely or probably for the Democrat?
Obviously.
If the election for Florida State House were held today, and if the candidates were Erin Huntley, the Republican, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, who do you lean towards? Definitely or probably?
Probably.
And the last few questions for statistical purposes only, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
But isn't that past? That's past. So that doesn't matter.
Okay. And when you vote for candidate for political office, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republican, usually Republicans, or always vote Republican?
Vote policy. Principles and policy.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, or postgraduate degree?
Graduate.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.